Welcome to Day 21 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course. Once again, sit however you're comfortable and close your eyes and gaze into the darkness of your closed eyes. Notice that your visual field is fully present and simply stare into that space. See if you can notice any detail there. In all likelihood, it is not entirely black. Also, notice that the visual component is not confined by the sensation of your eyelids. You can feel your eyelids, of course, but your visual field is not behind them. It's actually quite undefined. Simply gaze into that space, as though into a cloudless sky. As you continue to do that, remain watchful for the next thought that appears, whether it's a phrase or a sentence, spoken with the voice of your mind, or just an image. Rest your mind and gaze into your visual field and wait for the next thought. See if you can catch it the moment that it stirs. The moment that you notice anything, look for the thinker. Look for your mind. Look for where the thoughts come from. Is there anything to find there? Just to make you more sensitive to this process, I'd like you to consciously produce a thought now as you gaze into your visual field. I'd like you to remember some moment from earlier today. It could be anything. Just some visual impression that was left a residue in your mind. Flash that on the screen of your awareness. Perhaps think about something you saw earlier today and how it looked. Cycle through these impressions a few more times. And then continue to rest your gaze in the sky of your mind. If your visual field has grown indistinct, see if you can pay closer attention and focus in. It's not like vision turns off. It's there all the while. Gaze into that space. Now, I'd like you to consciously elaborate that space with more visual imagery. Think of anything you remember the sight of. It could be a building, a room in your home, the face of someone you know, an image from a movie or a photograph. Bring it up in your mind if you can. Visualize it. Okay, again, think of an object, any object, and visualize it. The question is, where is that? Where is a thought? Are you actively doing any of this? I say, think of an object. Where are you in this process? Now become aware of the sensations of sitting. Feel the pressure, the heaviness, the warmth, the tension. Whatever you can notice about the experience. Feel the breath coming and going. But see also if you can notice the next thought the moment it arises, and watch what happens to it. Is there a thinker that is making thoughts come and go? Or do they simply come and go? In the last minute of the session today, don't do anything at all. Just leave everything in its own place. Well, that was a more directed session than normal. and you might return to it. It's definitely different, emphasizing your visual field in that way, and I think it can be useful because for many of us, it can put us in close contact with this process by which thoughts appear and disappear. If we draw back the camera a little and remember what it is we're training for, this sort of visualization exercise will help you in what we're going to ask you to do with energy and with connectedness between you and your ritual mates, in casting spells and building charms. The more you practice at this, the happier you'll be when the time comes to use these tools in a more concrete way. In any case, I'll see you here next time for day 22 of the Art of Ritual Meditation course.